This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Oh, the boys are back in town indeed, but Doc Brown is away again. Hugh Joseph with you. We do have a very, very super special guest joining as co-host today, filling in for Doc Brown. Who could it be? We'll give you a hint. Say something. Give it away.
Hello, you beautiful people.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Who could it be?
You build it up, that it's going to be really disappointing when they find out who it is.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Come on, mate. Jason Mazza, very well-known actor, all-round lovely, nice guy. Jason, he's been on the show before.
I have, yes.
He's been in many television and film things. You've seen him on screens and TVs and iPads and iPhones, wherever you want to watch him.
Yeah, none of them have probably seen me, but
not at all. How are you, man? Welcome back to the show for starters, and thank you so much for filling in for Doc.
No, don't be silly. Yeah, no, thank you for asking me. I suppose my only concern is I just hope it doesn't go so well that he hasn't got a job to come back to. I just hope the fans and we've gotten back Doc. Let's just have Jason every week. So,
wow,
because he has set the he set the bar high. He's low. He set the bar low.
He set the bar pretty low. we do a rap about anything each week. So, guy up Pete from Pimlico, who's a friend of the show, has been filling in for Doc for the last couple of weeks.
So. Oh, so the pressure's high now. So I've got.
We're kind of just thinking maybe we're slowly fading him out.
Oh,
you know what I mean. So if you're going to be sitting on the other side of the desk, Pete from Pimlico's doing his raps on the other side of the phone.
I'm sure FUBAR will always have a place in the heart for Doc Brown.
Oh, of course they will. I mean, we should see what other stuff we can steal off him too during the show. If you've got any ideas what we should steal off Doc, tweet FUBAR Radio, email hdfubarradio.com.
Yeah, let us know. He's pretty good at everything, so let's just steal as much as we can off him.
How you been, man? Anyway, I've seen you've been busy. I know we've lucky to catch you for filling in for a few shows during for Feb, but you have been busy. I saw you've got some stuff already in pre-production for 2017 and working on stuff now and stuff coming out soon.
Yeah, it's been all right. I did a lovely gig last year for the BBC called Call the Midwife, which was really lovely, and that aired sort of the Sunday before, so that went mental because it's such a popular show, and that was sort of lovely. And then the end of last year I did a movie called Brotherhood, which is the third in a part of a trilogy to films called Kidulthood and Adulthood, which, believe it or not, now is 10 years old. And it was just sort of lovely to do that movie, really. And it's getting, sometimes these British movies, they get made and no one really sees them, but this is getting a massive release. So hopefully that'll be out in the summer. But now I've got a little bit of free time and get to come and have some fun with you lot.
Amazing. How's the year been going for you so far as well? Because I know we were just talking before about your book that you've read that's changed your life.
Yeah.
Changed your life.
Yeah, I've suddenly got all highbrow. I read this book called The 4-Hour Working Week, which I recommend to anyone. It's basically just don't do any work. No, the idea behind it is sort of just to sort of streamline your life and basically enables you to do more. So far January has been a hit, but yeah, I recommend that. It's by Tim Ferriss and it's well worth a read. It's called The 4-Hour Working Week, so it's good fun.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad to hear your life's going so well. Coming up next, I did want to do something for you because I thought there might be another way, because I know you're very, very focused in here on how can I be the best Jason Mazza. Got a little idea up next, so we want to run past you, see if we can just maybe help.
Fantastic. I'm all
see
over
if we get
it.
On board. Beautiful. It's the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR. He's Katie B.
Something about your vibe, I know I can trust you somehow. Dreaming's got me wild. High on thoughts of you, won't come down when you ask my name. Every word was gentle, had me down to play your game. Down to give my soul so gladly. What is on your mind? Now you got me here, make your move. Please don't take your this on
the truth. I can see the lie reflecting. This is all for truth. Only cause you keep respecting everything I do. But to keep it real, I'm ready for you. Take me to that stage so heady. What is on your mind? Now you've got me here. Make your move. Please don't take your time. Red vinyl slips. I bought this color for you. On my lunch today, I heard her say, "Girl, he'd be crazy not to." Maybe you're too shy. I wonder why the air feels so suspended. I'll move closer in. Let this begin, but we will sure regret it. What is on your mind?
It's Katie B. Honey, that one. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got actor, all-round super legend, Jason Mazza, filling in for Doc Brown for all of February, I do believe.
Yeah, I'm going to be here for a few weeks. Yeah.
We trapped you for quite a for a while.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
I know. Mental. This is great. Really, really, really get to know each other very, very well over this next month.
For sure. You're going to learn everything about me. It's going to be fun.
Because I don't know a lot about you. Because even last time when you came in on the show with me and Doc as a guest,
yes,
we it was still very much like interviewee format like, hey,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. But I don't know a lot about you.
Yeah,
I don't know about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Essex.
Are you?
Yeah. So I was born in East London, but I live out in. I live in Essex. Which is fun. Yep. You know, it's got a bit of a bad rep, Essex, but Towie and all that nonsense. I enjoy it out there. And I get to sort of do the best of both worlds, really. I'm in London most of the time working.
Yeah.
And then home in Essex.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, so you're still out there now? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, wicked. And what, have you got all your family and friends and all that sort of stuff?
Family are out there, yeah. And I've got I'm lucky, really. I've got quite a big family. I've got my mum, my dad, my nan, granddad's a lot, aunties, uncles, a lot out there. So
brilliant.
They're all out there. We've taken over.
Do they pry? Is it like one of those things where it's like, what's that TV show where it's something about Raymond? Everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And the parents always come over?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
It's a little bit. it can get a little bit like that, but it's done with the best intent. Like Gavin and Stacey is a really good example of that. They all want to be involved in the relationships of the boyfriends and the girlfriends and all that. Yeah.
Right. Are you in a relationship? Are you girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, I'm currently single.
Really?
To be honest, that is probably the only reason I've come on the show, really, hoping.
I'm taken. Sorry, dude. Sorry to disappoint you right now.
It was either this or take me out, and I just sort of figured. I just sort of figured that I've got people say I've got a face for radio, so I thought the possibility of me trying to pull would dramatically improve being here.
I reckon take me out probably might have been a better option. I don't know.
I don't know.
You've got like 20-25 babes in front of you, all going, yeah, I'll go on a date with you, and you're sitting next to
that's,
a.
That's on the assumption they go, yeah, I'll go on a date with you. But what happens if they go, do?
Come on, mate. You're a famous actor. They're all gonna want it. They're all gonna want peace, mate. They're all gonna want. Producer Laura, should we maybe turn this into an episode of Take Me Out? Should we let's get Jason a date? Yeah, I've got the go ahead in the earphones. This is great. Okay,
I think we should.
I think what we need to do. Let's start off by tweeting out a picture, a headshot. They call it, and that headshot of Jason, and we'll tweet it out on our FUBAR at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
and hit us up. You want to go out on a date? We will send you on a date with Jason Mazza.
It could get really awkward if we get no one. Like no one's like no
we
chance.
Definitely get someone. What do you look for in someone? I fucking love love, by the way. So you came to the right place, buddy.
Okay, you love love. That's good. What do I look for? Bum. No, I'm joking.
Really?
No.
Have you got one? If you don't,
yeah. If you haven't
you're
got
have
a bum,
really
then
bad breath.
Yeah,
probably.
I think. They've got to be fun.
Yep.
That's a definite.
All right.
I'm thinking. You gotta like dogs. I've got a theory that if you're not into dogs, then I'm, you know, it's a bit of a cold heart. So you've got to be sort of an animal lover.
Yeah.
And I'm not massive. Like I'm like 5'10". So if you're small,
yeah,
then that helps.
You're massive to me, buddy. I think I'm 5'9", maybe even less. You're big to me, fella.
We're
don't
both bigger than Tom Cruise, so that's...
thank you very much. This is great. This is very exciting. I do love this. I haven't had... People don't really trust me around here to play matchmaker, because I've done it a few times before. And it's
How's it gone?
It's been amazing for me.
Have you got...
It's been amazing for me.
I was really hoping you could be able to tell me, like, I'll put so-and-so together.
No, it's gone pretty good. Like, I've one of the bosses here, Natalie King, I've set her up with a random French guy who worked in another office. Didn't really work out.
You tried.
Sarah Love, we used to do the Saturday shows together, the Tuesday show she does Mondays now. I tried to set her up with Michael Payne.
Yeah.
Yep. No, didn't go very well.
Damn it.
Didn't go very well.
Okay, so I'm not hopeful or expectant, but you know, we'll see. And I'm thinking Cheeky Nando's.
Cheeky Nando's! So that is perfect.
Listen.
Oh, I like you, friend.
No,
I like you.
No expense spared on this date, let me tell you.
Amazing. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Who is going to be the lucky guy, girl, animal, whatever you pick? Totally up to you.
I'll be Jason honest, Mazza. If you're a guy, you've got less of a chance.
You've got less of a
I'll
chance.
I'll be honest.
What if you were like a male bear, something like that, if you was an animal as well?
Listen, David Beckham's a beautiful man. If David tweets us and says, look, Maz, I'd fancy a date, I'm up for it. But But you've got less of a chance, I'd say, if you're male.
Fair enough.
More if you're female.
I'm very excited about this. Here at FUBAR, we are going to find you help. We're going to help you find love, Jason Mazza.
Well, we've got 4 weeks. So
see how many
weeks.
Days.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this.
That is so good. All right, cool. So that's good. We find out. We'll let that sit on the burner. We'll let that one sit on the burner. Tell me about Essex as well. What was it like growing up there? Because, I mean, you were saying, you know, obviously Essex has a bit of a reputation because of Towie and stuff like that. But for me, I grew up in quite a, you know, quite a colourful town. Let's just say it like that, right? And down the coast a little bit in Melbourne, a place called Frankston. And it's, you know, it's very high crime rate and, you know, drug-related assaults and robberies and terror and gangs and all sort of shit like that. So there's always lots of really, really colourful things happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, so was it a little bit like that for Essex? Was it kind of, can you think of things going back to maybe your childhood or stuff where it was some crazy shit that you've seen from your hometown?
Is the show about to get really, really emotional?
Can do if you want.
Is there anything really sad that you've... No, Essex is...
What about funny, crazy stuff?
Well, Essex is mental. I mean, if you go out in Essex on a sort of weekend, it's properly mental. But it's sort of done in a very over the top sort of crazy way. It's like very extravagant, and some would say not in the in the classiest of ways, let's say. So there's always mental things that, you know, I think, you know, Essex, when they sort of started bringing sparklers out with bottles of champagne, Essex was like the first place to properly adopt that and sort of take that as their own. And also, where I live, there's a Tesco's, right? And it's in Galler's Corner, it's massive. And there was a thing that came out last year that said more bottles of champagne are sold at that Tesco's than anywhere else in the country.
Oh,
so,
damn,
you know, I mean, that's almost like a fact that we'd all be really proud of. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so it's, yeah, and there's, you know, there's the other side of it. There's always people sort of ducking and diving and doing this. But it's a very sort of, you know, essentially, I'd say working class as an area, but it's very aspirational. So actually, there's a lot, and there's a lot of talented people, you know, there's a lot of musicians, loads of actors. I mean, X Factor this year, I think, had like three of the finalists were from Essex. You know, you had Louisa, who's brilliant, Che, who's like incredible, and they're all from Essex. So we produce the talent as well, mate. We produce the talent.
Well, I think it is like that, because I mean, same deal for my town. It was very, even though it was on the beach, it was still very much working class. And but you get a lot.
Are you
of
like the most famous person that's come out of your town?
Oh, far from me. Not even close. We've had like lots of big bands and all sorts of stuff come out of there. Cool. Yeah, not at all. But tell you what, they're talking about that. I don't know about you, but even though where I am from is, you know, it is technically a bit of a, you kind of, it's kind of seen as a bit of a shitty town. It's a bit of a shitty town, you know. I mean, people make fun of it all the time whenever there's some, it's in a lot of memes and sort of stuff like that. But you do still feel a sense of pride because it's where you're from. No matter how rough or how wherever it gets, you still feel like a sense of pride. This is where I'm from. So I want to tell you a story now that I personally feel. This is from my hometown. This has kind of gone viral again on the internet, all around the world, this story, that I just could not help feel anything but absolute pride for probably one of the greatest crime stories ever told.
Oh, wow.
That's how big it is.
Oh, wow.
That's how big it is. I'm going to tell it to you up next, but it is epic.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Now we both picked a few songs today, and we're all like, you, so we got the new one, Pillow Talk from Zane here.
Yes,
which you picked, and I was like, great, because I haven't heard it yet.
What is wrong with you? Are you
I
not?
Know.
Was you not like me? Was you not absolutely devastated when he left One Direction? That was it.
Shattered.
I mean, I was heartbroken. It's over. Game over.
Didn't sleep.
And now he's coming with his new music, and he's looking beautiful in his the videos. Have you seen? Yeah, obviously you haven't seen the video either. Well, the video's brilliant. So I thought, no, we've got to put it on the list.
My man, Jason Mazza, joining me on the Tuesday Roundup here on FUBA, and then coming up next, quite possibly the greatest crime story ever told. It's weird.
Body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. Body but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place that
There you go. It's the latest one from Zane, Pillow Talker. Is that his first one?
That's his first, yeah, his first tune.
Since leaving 1D. Yeah. I like it. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's not messing around, is he?
No. Nah. Yeah. Good on him. I think, didn't he say that he'd never wanted to be in One Direction at all, ever?
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's just hurting me even more.
I know.
Dude. Come on.
Don't say that.
I'm hoping that in 5 years they'll all get back together and it's going to be a really lovely,
yep,
emotional moment for everyone.
And then they'll play at the launch of the Friends reunion tour and it'll be everything. Oh, it's all going to come back together and it's all going to be perfect.
It's
harmony.
It's going to be perfect.
Friends, Spice Girls, Sex in the City, and all my favourite things. You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. We've got Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown. We're getting to know Mr. Jason Mazza. We know he's an actor. We know he's from Essex now, which is a colourful place.
Yes, for
no
sure.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have been talking about interesting things that we may have seen because I'm from a colourful place as well, in Melbourne, just down the coast a little bit, a place called Frankston. It's pretty notorious for having...
Me and you, we're just so connected. We're almost as one.
Right.
Aren't we?
We will be.
Already. And
we,
it's only 20 minutes in or whatever.
We can get some
is.
Candles and red wine. We will be one right here in the studio. So this is a pretty amazing story. What I believe is probably the greatest crime story, especially coming from a place like Frankston, which, no matter what you say about it, hate it or love it, I'm from there and I'm still proud of it. I don't care. All right.
So this is better than, like, the great train robbery.
Way
this
better.
This is better than sort of Guy Fawkes. This is it. This is the pinnacle.
Way better.
Okay.
This is way better. This needs to be a movie. In fact, you're an actor. Let's turn this, let's do an adaptation of this story into an actual movie because this is absolutely brilliant. All right, let me just set the scene for you, okay? So... This is as told by a guy on Facebook, right? He said, I just caught up with a friend, okay, and she was just on her way leaving Frankston train station to go up to the city, okay? So this is what she saw. She saw a man, kind of suspiciously, not too bad, sitting on the bench, and he had fish and chips, right? Fish and chips, sitting there, innocent enough. She was like, "You look kind of weird," but didn't think too much of it. She said what was weird that she noticed was that the guy had opened the fish and chips were open, like he was like airing them. She was like, "It's kind of a little bit weird, but whatever." Anyway, so she went and sat in the train and just started watching the guy because she's like, "This is kind of weird." And then so she's waiting for the train to depart. And then she notices that the guy, obviously a couple of seagulls had started, like, you know, just slowly mooching around to
standard. They're there. They see the, yeah,
see
I get
the
it.
Chips.
Yeah.
They see the chips. So she said the guy, he was kind of like doing one chip at a time and doing it quite far away. So there wasn't too many seagulls coming. But then he kind of hold tight for a bit. And then things started getting a little bit interesting, right? So I've got a little bit of suspense music because it gets very suspenseful, this story.
Okay? I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
So she's sitting there watching this guy, right? He's got throwing chips. And then as he's like, she said, slowly the guy would throw one a little bit closer to him. Yeah, a little bit. So she said over the course of a few minutes, he sort of collected a little small army. A little small army of seagulls surrounded by this guy. By then, the train's just about ready to depart. It's getting very, very packed. It's getting busy on there. And the guy's just doing a little bit more, and then he kind of pulled back. She's watching him. She's like, this guy's got probably 15, 20, 20, 22 dozen maybe seagulls surrounding him now. He's literally got a little army, and he's not giving them any chips, right? So they're getting shitty. They're starting to get angry. The seagulls are like, rah, rah, making heaps of noise. And he's just, guy standing there, and she's like, this is so weird. Like, what's going on? And anyway, he hears a ding, 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 ding. The doors are just about to shut. What does the guy do? He throws all the fish and chips into the train. So all the seagulls go crazy. All these seagulls fly into the train. The doors shut, and then the train takes off. And there was just like pandemonium for like 5 minutes until it got to the next stop.
I mean, that... is insane.
Is that not the best crime story ever?
On so many levels. But also now I'm just thinking, what happened on the train? Like, I mean, that must have been a nightmare.
Nightmare. You got like, you have 15, 20 seagulls like trapped inside this train carriage, and they're just going crazy.
I mean, absolutely. The question crazy. I have is, do you think it was sort of premeditated? And he went, I know what I'm going to do.
100%.
So he wasn't just there giving the seagull a chip and thought, hold on a minute, I wonder if I could just... Yeah, you think he planned it?
100%.
Wow.
100%. He was just sinister. It was a sinister crime... Sinister, sinister.
I mean, that's
crime.
Proper evil, that. To
Isn't
do
it?
That, yeah.
So brilliant, though. Like, he's so methodic about it. Like, he just really, he brought them closer. He got, they built their trust up. Trust them. They were like, oh, if we just chill, we're going to get more, right? So he's bringing more.
Yeah.
And then bang, right at the last minute, throws the entire fish and chips onto the carriage. Fucking magic. Frankston.
That, I mean, that's a good story. I mean, that's something to be weirdly proud of, isn't it? If you're from Frankston, so yeah.
There you go. What do you reckon? You're an actor. Movie in that 3-hour feature film.
There's a really dark short film in that I think could win awards.
Yeah.
So I'm in to play the creepy man with the fish and chips.
So proud of it. Hey, we have tweeted out a photo of you, Jason, at FUBAR Radio tweeted out, and we're trying to find your date. We've already had quite a lot of people hitting us up. We got a tweet from Gina Powell who said, Jason Mazza is just being modest. He's got girls falling at his feet.
Okay, well, that's very sweet, but that's a lie.
Okay.
So, what else? Oh, there's another person waving. I think that's like, I'm up for it.
Yeah, that's a hand saying me.
Yep.
All right, you're doing well, mate.
Well, it was better than what I thought. I thought we'd have one from your mum going, oh, Jace, don't worry about it. I'll look after you. But we haven't, which
close
is good.
Family. Close yeah. family. I don't judge, mate.
this is a start. It's only week one.
100%.
Someone has said, am I in a rush for to get that sort of 14th of February sorted out?
Oh, yeah.
That's just made it even worse. I hadn't thought about that, had I?
No, I haven't either, actually.
Have you got anything locked in?
No.
See, the key is, if I was in a relationship, I'd have this shit already booked and sorted, because you have to, Valentine. You can't be... You can leave it to the last minute. You're running out of options. I mean, literally, it would just be Nando's, which is all right, but, I mean, for your Valentine's night, that's not going to go down.
No, it's
too
a tough
well.
One. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Have you ever really screwed up Valentine's Day before?
Many occasions.
Have you really?
Yeah, just by not putting in enough effort, basically, is what it is. But then sometimes I've done all right. So
yeah.
But I mean, it's are you a Valentine's Day fan?
Yeah, I am. I guess it is. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's a bit of a necessary evil or something. Like, you're kind of like, oh, it's just a big marketing plan from America. Yeah. All right? It's just trying to sell us chocolate candy. Don't buy into it. If you don't buy into it, you were screwed.
Because
you
also,
buy into that shit, all right?
Yeah, you've got to. Because even if you don't, if you believe that, which is probably true, but even so, it's just not fair on your lady, because she goes into work the next day.
Exactly.
Or friend, and they go, what did you do? Nothing.
Nothing.
We did nothing. Yeah. And they're like, get rid of him. So you've got to, really.
100%. Like, I know guys that have done that to, like, babe, every day is Valentine's Day. Every day, babe. Really. I know. And girls are like, oh, cool. I hope my next boyfriend doesn't think like that, because that's fucked. All right?
Yeah.
That's really bad.
That's bad, yeah.
We are going to find you love. Anyway, we are going to find you love. Up next, I want to talk about childhood fantasies, because a couple of guys have just lived out their childhood dream, and it's a pretty amazing story. So we'll get into that next on FUBAR for Tuesday Roundup. He's Flume.
You ain't got no money, I ain't got no time. All these faces looking funny when I'm driving by. Headed to my whip, my name is Buzzin. No, they plan no killing mine. Name it that your temple, we was taught to kill a nigga. Mind genocide, brother genocide. Cleansing genocide, blood is sitting in my hands. I'll never be the bigger man. I know they'll never understand, but they don't give a fuck. Lift your hands up high before I stick you up. Resistance. Pushing only cause you felt resistance.
all by myself. I love the way you stay away from me, you make me melt. Those nights you used to come and stay with me were playing in my memory. It's no such thing as meant to be. That's fine, cause you so fine. The way you walk and talk, the way you leave your mark, just can't break you from my doors. Walking through them on the park like they wasn't trying to screw me up. Doing all we did, we still ain't doing nothing. Yeah. Know that hurts can't be too worse. Tell the woman that I hurt. I apologize for my lies and tell my mama blame my karma. Hey, she had to see me die. I just wanna see the sky shining from the other side. Looking down on all my friends, making sure they walking right, cause ain't nobody wants our back. And it's like way too hard for that. I made it out with my heart intact. My heart still can't harvest that.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you and Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown. And that was Flume, Smoke Retribution. That one. How you going, man? You having fun, Jason Mazza?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm loving the tweeting. Keep that up, people.
This is going great. Well, we're trying to find you love, which I do love doing that. Big fan of love. Because love gives you wings, Jason Mazza. Did you know that?
I thought it was
you
Red
could fly. Red Bull gives you wings too.
Yeah.
Very much like Red Bull. Like, you know, because love is like Red Bull. It's got lots of sugar. And then you get really dizzy.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you have to sit down. Right, but then you get back up again because you got the sugar rush, and then you crash and you're high, and that's just love.
That's love. Dang. What I think we should say though is that when we say I'm looking for love, I mean, I don't want to put people. I don't want like the expectation to be it's love or nothing.
Of course.
I mean, we can get to know. It doesn't need to be like first date.
Yeah.
It's love.
Cool.
This, you know, we can ease into it.
We'll settle for sex.
Good.
Yeah, we'll settle for sex. But love would be better.
Is it? That was a joke, ladies. That was a joke.
No, this is great. Keep tweeting in at FUBAR Radio. Oh, you can email hd@fubarradio.com. We are going to send you on a date, Jason. There's no doubt about that. It's great. Very exciting stuff.
Positive thinking.
Very exciting stuff. Hey, have you had any... you've obviously... say your chosen career as an actor. Is that something that you wanted to do for a long time, like when you were younger?
Yes,
it was. So was it definitely so
from,
something you...
from a I don't honestly remember wanting to do anything else. And then actually when I was sort of about 14, 15, I had a drama teacher tell us that, and there's actually something very true in this. She said, if you can think of anything else you'd love to do as much as acting, do that, because it'd be a lot easier than that career.
Right.
And actually, there is something in that, because it is a tough old game. And I think if you love it, then all of the shit and the downside to it will be fine, because you just love it and you'll be on that path. And actually, so there was something in that. I mean, she was sort of cleverly trying to just make sure that if we're all in this and we all want to do it, make sure that you really want to do it, because there's no sort of in between. Sort of, oh, I'm sort of committed, I sort of want to do it. No, you've either got to love it and give it a go, or don't. So as far as I can't really remember wanting to do anything else.
What a great teacher. She sounds like a really good teacher.
She was. I mean, it sounds a bit like pessimistic, but she was really...
No, she's true.
Yeah,
it's true,
she was very honest and just sort of listened, you know, and actually, like, yeah, I still remember that conversation. It really stuck me, and I was like, actually, no, there is nothing else that I want to do. I just want to do acting and give that a go.
That's so good. So have you had things happen? The reason why I ask that is that have you had things happen that you wanted to do, like as a kid, or you like say something like, I don't know, it could be like, I really want to act in a TV show.
Yeah.
Have you been able to tick off some of those things that you were like?
Okay. So wanted to be in Baywatch. That was like standard Saturday night family viewing. Obviously wanted to be the Hoff in the red shorts looking ripped. And then I heard that there's a movie coming out with Zac Efron and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, next year. And I'm in that. No, I'm not in that. But I did get to relive that because all the boys went to... and actually, it was a lot of fun. We went Butlins last year and we all dressed up as... And if anything, I think I look better, to be honest. And to be fair, the picture's on my Instagram, so you can just check it out. Just check it out. Probably, if the ladies see that, it'll probably just help me get more.
It's going to help. Yeah, we need to direct everything back to that. We will. We're gonna find you. We're gonna find you someone, mate. Someone very, very special.
But yeah, so that was as close as I got to living out the childhood fantasy. Yeah,
that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
What about you, anything for you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I definitely do. But the reason I did want to ask you that is because I came across a pretty amazing story about two friends that are they're kind of. They have like a bit of a YouTuber called Bo Johnson, right? And his mate Matthew. They do a lot of they put up a lot of funny videos and a lot of things and stuff like that. They're so you know, they're quite well known on the YouTubes, right? These guys. And they apparently had a bit of a lifelong childhood dream of trying to do the whole Mythbusters thing, right? Of can you know when kids I can't think exactly off the top of my head, maybe like things like in Rugrats or something like that, when the kids step up on each other's shoulders and they put on a big trench coat and a hat and they try to pretend that they're a man.
Yes.
So the two kids try to like sneak it. But these guys had a childhood dream that they wanted
to be Rugrats.
They wanted to be Rugrats. Bang! Right. That they wanted to see if they could sneak in, like, but pretending to be one really big man, could they sneak in two people into a cinema?
Okay.
Right, so they literally they made this suit, which kind of like almost straps one of them, like you know, kind of upside down, almost like in some sort of 69 position, I guess.
Yeah.
Right on the one's stomach, and then he put on a really really big jacket and some supersized pants.
That's amazing.
And he went up to the counter and was like, "Just one ticket, thanks." And the guy was like, "Oh, okay."
It worked. That's amazing.
You got to see the video. It's absolutely so funny. It's so funny. You got to go and see. As I said, it's a YouTuber called Bo Johnson.
That's amazing. Now I'm wondering what else you could do with that to get. So I'm thinking, getting through. I know you'd get the scatter. I was thinking, could you check in an airport? It'd be like, hi, just one ticket. Just
man.
How far is someone going to take this? That's awesome.
Well, political correctness as well, because like you can't say, you know, it's like it's really bad to say to a woman, oh, congratulations, you're pregnant. She's like, no. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like same thing, like if a guy's really, really big, you go, come on, mate, there's no way you're that fat. Surely there's another person under you. You can't really say that.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't, because what if they go, beg your pardon? No, yeah. I am this size. It's a glandular problem, all right? I got, you know?
Yeah.
It's not my fault. All right, I'll do it.
I honestly think it'd be amazing what you could get. I mean, airports, because the security is so high, maybe not. But I bet you could get away. Theatre. I mean, you'd get away with a lot.
Yeah. Roller coaster? You'd definitely be tall enough.
You'd definitely be tall enough.
Imagine going on a roller coaster with upside down 69ing your mate. Wouldn't that be an experience? How was your day today? Meh. It was all right. I've had weirder days, but not many. Not many.
Actually, Well, listen. Was it Bo Johnson? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I think he should do more videos of that sort of stuff.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I like that. Actually, let's tweet that out. Why don't we? You can tweet us at Fubar Radio. Email HDFubar Radio. If you could disguise yourself as two people, what would you try and get away with? What would you try to get away with? What else would be good, do you reckon? Just normal day-to-day things like getting on the bus.
Yeah, because also I'm assuming that the guy, I'm assuming the funny thing about it is the guy must have had a really small head though. Like, so he must have looked like the it must be really weird. But but also again, people are just so terrified to say the wrong thing that they're never going to pull him up. I go, is there someone? They're not going to do it.
No.
They're just going to go, okay, yeah, cool, that's fine. Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah. But that's train fares. That's going to work.
Train fares would be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, just there's a world of possibilities, people.
Yeah.
Let's discover it together.
All right, tweet in. We'll get your stories up very soon here on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Now, we've got a friend of yours as well. She is going to be, Emily Acton is going to be joining us in around about 20 minutes.
Yeah, ATAC, hopefully. Yeah, she's awesome. She's, she was sort of, a big break came when she was in the Inbetweeners TV show.
Yeah.
And now she has got a movie out on Friday called Dad's Army, which obviously classic.
Course.
Yeah. So she's in that. So I think she's shooting some PR today, but she's going to call in and we're going to have a chat with her. So that'd be awesome.
Legend. Yeah. Not too far away. Yeah, very much. Looking forward to that. Nice one. Here we go. Some Kanye for you featuring Jamie Foxx.
I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time, that digs on me. She killed me, mommy.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
She killed me, mommy.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I gotta
get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
I gotta
get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
I gotta
get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
I gotta
get down, girl, gon' head.
She
cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, 18 years. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got actor Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown and doing a bloody fine job.
Getting more tweets. Yeah, they're coming in.
Because
coming
we are trying to find you a date. There's going to be more. We've got. I've already had a little word in my ear as well that there's been.
Yeah.
There's been a little stuff going on behind the scenes. People are interested, mate. People are interested. This is good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Can I just say, you know that Jamie Foxx, that Jamie Foxx track. I heard an interview recently where he told how that all came about, and the very short story. It's a long story, but the very short version of it is that he was friends with Puff Daddy. And he became friends with Puff Daddy because he was on the comedy circuit. People knew his face and stuff. But he used to, back in the day, film the nights out in the clubs. Oh. But like, it wasn't like now where you've got your mobile phone, you've got a little Canon 5D. He had his own production. I mean, he's talking like big old camera on his shoulder, like he was a news reporter. And Puff Daddy obviously recognised his face and was like, listen, you can roll with us. So every time Puff was in town in LA, he'd invite him to the party. And one night, Jamie goes to this party and Puff's like, do you know how much this party costs? It's like $1 million. And Jamie's like, what? And then Jamie's like, I think I can put on a party as good as this, not in scale, but with the cool people, for $400. And Puff's like, no way. He's like, yeah, trust me. So next time he's in town, he goes, all right, I'll let you do it. Anyway, cut to, he puts on this party and he finds out Puff's coming to town. And what he basically does is just sends out pages them days, lets everyone know, calls them up that Puff's going to come into town. And everyone comes in and Puff comes to the party in the evening and he can't believe it. There's people from TV shows, there's like musicians there. And then Puff turns up and he's like, this is off the hook. And he said, yeah, because I'm from LA, all my friends are famous or hot or this or that. And then what he did, he had a studio in his tiny little house. He had a studio, and when he's there, the thing that he used to do was get, if there was a music artist there, I've had a few drinks, get in the booth, lay a track. And so Puff did when he was there, and then he'd put on these parties like once a month. And one week there's he said there's Jay-Z there, young Jay-Z, no one knew, was leaving him alone in a corner, but there's this young lad that he gets introduced to, it's Kanye West. Mm-hmm. Plays him. He goes, oh, can you come in the back? Then let me hear you do your thing. So he starts spitting. He said, it's unbelievable. And he goes, you know what? I know you can sing. I've got a track that I'd want you to lay a verse on. And he plays him that track. And Jamie starts off, he says, he's starting on the track and he's doing this sort of old school R&B stuff or whatever. But he goes, no, you can't do it like that. You've got, you change it up, do it like this. Yeah, and Kanye's like very definite how he wants to do it. Anyway, lays the beat. Next thing you know, 6 months later, the tune comes out. It's massive.
Damn.
So that's how they, all through these parties that Jamie Foxx started off in LA.
Holy shit, man. Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's mad.
I want to go to a party. I'm throwing a party for $400 as well.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's damn good. I wonder how much it actually cost him in the end.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, he reckons it was that. He said it was that. He said it literally only cost him what? Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably right though. There's only so many ice water sculptures.
But stuff for him, it was all about just the vibe of it. The people.
Yeah, exactly.
The people. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Oh, I like that. What about That sounds really good. I like that. Well, we were just saying before as well, people are still tweeting in to, we're going to find somebody to go on a bit of a date with you because we want you to be happy, all right? Here at FUBAR Just Mess, we want you to be happy, mate.
Well, I am happy, but you are need you? Happier.
Well, this is a little bit sad, so I thought maybe we should, since we're on the happy tip, we should try to cheer some people up because there's a new study has just come out and it's shown that Blackpool has apparently been revealed as the glummest town in England.
Oh, no.
How about that?
That's so sad.
Isn't that really bad? So apparently...
So hold on, Blackpool is the saddest town in the whole of the UK.
Yeah, they go... Apparently the NHS patients there, they go through £1.5 million of antidepressants just last year alone.
The show suddenly turned very somber, isn't it?
Very, very somber. Isn't it sad? So what I just think maybe what we should do next... is maybe we should do a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. Right?
A little bit of a challenge. Let's call up two complete random strangers in Blackpool. We'll call up one each. Yeah? And we've got a minute challenge to see how many compliments we can give them.
Yes, without them putting the phone.
Without them putting the phone down. Or you're disqualified.
I'm all over it.
Got to keep them on the line for a minute.
Yeah.
As many compliments as possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go first in case, so it's going
to
be...
Any gold that I do manage to come up with, you can just take.
That was the plan.
Great.
That was the plan.
Brilliant.
No, what about this as well? And you can't recycle compliments.
Oh, then I'm definitely going first.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Should we do that? Because, while we're here, it's all good and well that we're here. We're both happy. We're both in a good mood. We're trying to find you someone to go out and date with. That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
What about Blackpool?
The people of Blackpool, not so fun, are they? So let's cheer them up.
Glummest town in England. All right, this is great. We're going to do that up next. And how do you feel? Do you feel confident about this one?
The phone could go down pretty quickly. But I'm going to do my best to be... Who am I called? Do we know who we're going to call yet?
No, going to call two complete random strangers. I think the only fair way to do this is we don't know who we're calling.
Yeah, we don't know who we're calling. Yeah.
We can't pick it.
Yeah.
It's the only fair way to do it. So we just got to guess.
Yeah, okay, right. great. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do that. Up next, we're going to cheer up the glummest town in England, apparently.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Hayden Sylvester.
Incorporated.
When don't we talk about tactical wanks?
I try and get it in maybe 45 minutes before.
You don't want to be flaccid and leaking. I know.
Maybe instead of Payne and Sylvester, I'll be flaccid. Welcome to the Flaccid and Leaking Show.
Flaccid and Leaking Incorporated.
Who wants to be who?
I think I'd rather be leaking than flaccid.
Someone's going to come in and wipe that stall afterwards.
I'm not leaking.
Oh, okay, good.
I thought you were leaking.
I'm not leaking. Only thing I'm leaking is information and pleasant family vibes. This is a family show after all.
Family show.
Sylvester Incorporated. Fun for all the family.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was tryna get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
That's Drake. Started from the bottom on FUBAR. Excuse me. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph and Jason Mazza with you, filling in for Doc Brown. And while we're in here having a great time, we're having the fun. We're listening to tunes. We're just talking crap, just us guys hanging out with you listening. Yeah. But poor Blackpool.
Poor Blackpool. I mean, what I'm saddened about is that I didn't have no idea that Blackpool, it was so bleak. I always thought of Blackpool as like a town of fun and sort of fairgrounds and sea.
Yeah.
And then we hear, you know, big article in the paper, it's the most depressed town in the whole of England.
Apparently that's what they say. Just literally in the article, it's despite having plentiful candy floss, sticks of rock and donkey rides.
There's more.
Apparently has the lowest life expectancy for men in the UK.
Why are we laughing? It's terrible.
Nervous laughter.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's, yeah, I mean, that's just, and there's more, so there's more antidepressants taken in Blackpool than anywhere else in the...
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure. But look, we could say, yeah. There's definitely a lot. Whatever it is, it's a lot.
£1.5 million worth. That's a lot.
It's got to be a lot. And also, other statistics show from this that the town suffers from poverty and crime. More poverty and crime than the national average, with drug taking a really big problem as well. So there's some stuff going on in Blackpool.
Well,
that's quite heavy, isn't it? Quite serious.
They need cheering up.
They bloody need cheering up, don't they? What we're going to do now is we're going to do the Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge. We've got Jason Madge and I. We have a minute each. We're going to call up a random person or business. We don't know. Producers are dialing us through. You don't know who it is. And you've got a minute to A, keep them on the line.
Yeah.
B, compliment them as many times as possible. Whoever gets the most compliments in.
Yeah, wins.
Is the winner.
Okay, great.
Is the winner. You're going first, Jason Madge. I'm so excited about this. The Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge. This is very exciting. All right, we got a number coming through. This is first things first. Like, just keeping a complete stranger on the line for a while is challenging.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
Keeping anyone on the line for me is challenging, to be honest.
100%. Mum, wait. No, she's gone.
She doesn't
care.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping that we're not going to be stitched up, because if I'm going to compliment them and it's a man,
yeah,
it may be.
Oh, I really hope it is. It needs to be as challenging as possible. That's the whole, it's not the Cheer Up.
Oh, we don't want this to be easy. Is
no,
that what you said?
It's,
oh, okay,
it's the
no.
Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge.
Yeah, but then I'm just worried it's in the moment it could get slightly weird.
Might. Well, because we two birds, one stone. we are trying to find you a date. This challenge might do it.
But we might double up.
You don't know. We might. Alrighty, I think we got one coming through. We're getting the phones done. Here we go. Something's happening. Something.
Oh, yeah. This is. Oh.
Here we go. You're up first, Jason Mazza.
No problem. Oh. See, this is probably why they're not happy. They don't answer the phone. That's the first thing to do. Answer your phone.
Hello?
Come on. Hello? It's me. Adele. Just trying to...
Move on.
So sad.
That's all right. That's how sad they are. We'll move on. We've got more to try.
There must be more numbers of people that we can call.
How you been, Jason? How's the weather? Hey, what about sports? You sports? You like sporty weather? Weathery sports? Yeah, good chat.
That was a really nice...
Good chat.
Sort of...
That's a good chat.
In-depth chat.
This is good. This could literally change someone's life.
Here we go. We're back on. This is another... Okay.
Hello, Taylors.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? You're right.
Yeah. Not so bad, cheers, mate.
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. Look, I know I'm not there, but I just I can tell already you're a smart cookie. That's a really beautiful voice you've got.
Cheers, mate. Nice one.
No, that's all right, mate. That's all right. And I just want to say, look, already I can tell you've got impeccable manners, so I just want to say that's awesome. And just a quick thing. How are you busy at the minute? It's just that the thing is, there's a few things that I wanted to say, and I say you're already making me happy. That's good that you're making me happy. And
yeah,
I bet
cool.
Oh, you've got a lovely voice. I know it's a bit weird, so have you got a lovely sounding voice?
Oh, cheers, mate. Thank you. I get that quite a lot, to be fair.
Mate, seriously, and I can tell you've obviously got an infectious smile, because I can see... Oh, my God. I'm sorry, I know it's a bit weird. But,
now this is the best sales pitch that I've heard. I mean,
I promise you, I'm not trying to sell you anything other than sort of spread some love, and I can just tell you're just a guy that I'd like to go down the pub and have a good time with. I can tell you.
What can I do for you, mate?
Mate, what you're doing it already, mate. I'm feeling bloody marvellous here, and I can just tell that you... Are you a beautiful man? Would you say, if you had to? God, don't be modest here. I bet you're a beautiful man.
What can I do you for, mate?
I'm only having love. But what it is, mate, I just wanted to spread a little bit of joy and a little bit of love. And am I doing that? Are you feeling
good?
Yeah,
of course you are, mate, yeah.
Mate, you're a bloody... On a scale of 1 to 10, do you know what you are? You're 11.
11.
You are, mate, you are. All right, that's a little bit cheesy, but I just think sometimes we hold back. And in life, sometimes you just don't hold back. Give a compliment when you can, and if someone sounds nice on the phone, which you do, and you're obviously a beautiful man with a lovely personality, you should just feel like you can say it.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, look, you've probably got a lot on this afternoon, so I'm going to let you go. But you've been an absolute dream.
Okay, mate. Brilliant. Cheers for calling.
Lastly, your eyes are breathtaking. See you later, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, mate.
You're going to creep him out of there, and he's going to be like, oh, that was really sweet.
I'm sure that's got to be a minute, surely.
That had
to be a minute.
That was over a minute. I was going to play the timer underneath, but then I thought, it's going to give it away.
Going to give it away, don't do that.
But how do you feel like you went?
I think I was on, yeah, wasn't bad. Wasn't bad for off the cuff, yeah. I think he felt better about himself. The bit when he said, I get that all the time, that I've got a really lovely voice. I was like, go on, mate. Of course you do.
You did really, really well. I'm going to give you an extra point because you did go to a minute, nearly a minute 20.
Great.
Which is, I didn't know, I didn't really want to interrupt because I thought you guys were really connecting.
Yeah.
You guys are really bonding.
I should have probably carried it on. I should have gone, I didn't know what he did. So I said, what do you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, here we go. This is how you did very, very well. You got 11 compliments in there.
Great.
11 compliments in, but we're going to give you an extra point because you went to a minute 20.
Great.
Good, strong start, Jason. It's a very strong start. What did he do? I wonder what that shop was.
I think he's something about mechanic. I missed it. That's why I couldn't talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, you did well. Well, that's, yeah, Jason Mazza off first in the Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge.
Yeah.
12 compliments.
You can't say your eyes are breathtaking.
No, I can't. So you can pull me up. If you need to pull me up on any that I've recycled, all right, good to go. Here we go. I'm feeling tense about this. Tense, but good. Yeah. Good tense.
You can
do this. Okay, I've got to practice. You've got a really nice neck. Jason, just that little patch just there on your neck.
Thank
you. Really nice. I'm just practicing.
Good.
How was that?
It's great. Oh,
here we go.
This is you.
Hello, Ruffles.
Oh, hello. How are you doing? Sorry, is that Russell's?
Yes.
Oh, that is probably the best name for a business I've ever heard. Hey, what? And sorry, what time do you guys close today?
8 o'clock. Can I help you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 8 o'clock. That's fantastic. Most businesses close early. You guys are obviously really committed to what you do there. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, love, but can you just tell me what I can help you with because we're a bit busy at the moment.
Oh, of course, absolutely. And the last thing I want to do is make you upset. I want to cheer you up because you sound like a really great person. So, what would you recommend on the menu there?
Do you want to order something or are you just asking for information because I'm really busy. There's people waiting to be served.
I'm so sorry. No, I definitely don't want to stuff you around. I do want to order something. I was just wondering what you'd recommend for one person because I'm just sitting here by myself and I just thought, what would be the best place to call up in Blackpool? And that's why I called you guys.
I recommend the fish and chips. And if you've got a decent appetite, I'd go for the regular fish and chips.
Regular fish and chips. Okay. That's. And how long does it take if I order it now?
If you have it normally battered, it'll take about 6 minutes. If it's lightly battered, about 4.
Oh my gosh, the last place I went to was like 25 minutes. You guys must be so quick there. You must be brilliant at what you do.
We are, we're fantastic.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, I think what I would like to order... Actually, you said... What was your name again, sorry?
It's Michelle. You just... I don't mean to be rude, but there is people waiting to... I need to serve them.
Okay, no worries, Michelle. But just very, very quickly, before I order, you've got a really, really pretty name. And on top of that, you've got a really, really sweet-sounding voice. Are you a singer?
No.
You're not?
No.
Are you sure? Because I think I've come in there recently and I was pretty sure I was... Are you you're the pretty blonde one with, like, curly hair to your shoulders? Really pretty.
I'll pass you on to Ian. Ian will take your order.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's okay. I've run out of time anyway. Thank you so much. I hope you have a really, really lovely day. And I think I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome.
Does I love you count as a compliment?
Yeah.
And, yes.
And let's be honest, you genuinely sounded like you cheered her up. Like
reckon?
Yeah, literally started from the bottom and then you...
Well, yeah. Well, that was a tough one because she wanted to go.
She wanted to go, like, full marks to you. And by the end, she really softened when you said, are you a singer? And I had visions of her going, well, I am. I could, in another lifetime, I could have been a... Yeah.
She definitely stopped and, like, scratched her head.
Yeah, for sure. She's 100%. Like, oh. Yeah, that was... Well, how many... Do you know how many you got in?
Oh. I do. The results are in. Jason Mazza, who won our Blackpool... Cheer up, Blackpool challenge. Either way, it's just a happy, positive challenge anyway. Because...
Yeah.
Two people in Blackpool now feel a whole lot more stressed, but happy.
But happy.
But really, really happy. The winner of our Cheer Up Blackpool competition is... Find out right after Faith No More on FUBAR. Here's evidence.
God'll wash away the dust of
on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Jason Mazza with you. Some old Faith No More there, Evidence. And we're very lucky now to be joined by a friend of yours, Jason, as well. She's gorgeous, super talented actress, superstar, all-round superstar, Emily Atack. Hello, welcome to FUBAR.
Oh, that was such a lovely introduction. Thank you.
You deserve it.
And all true.
You said my name right.
Yeah.
You said my last name right. Woo! That's nobody does that.
It's because I asked Jason very, very
specifically. He may have had some inside information, Emma.
Well, that would have been bad if you got it wrong.
That would have been really awkward. Look, Em, thank you so much for coming on today. I know you're really busy in promo mode for a little movie coming out of the weekend called Dad's Army.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us how you got involved and, you know, how it was. There's a lot of massive stars in it. Yourself, obviously, Bill Nye, Toby Jones, Catherine Zeta. How was it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it was amazing. I still can't believe now. I mean, we filmed it, I think, about a year and a half ago now, and I still can't believe that I got the job. It's such an amazing role to get, and it was just so much fun. I'd say it was definitely up there one of the jobs I've ever done, probably the best one, really. And it was... You know, when people say you're going to be working with some of your heroes, there's always that slight panic. They're not going to be as incredible as you want them to be, but they were just so much more. They were just amazing, lovely people, and yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, Catherine Zeta. See, I obviously Australian accent. I grew up in Australia, but I was born in Wales, so I've always been like a big yeah. Catherine Zeta guy. What was she? Yeah. She's obviously Welsh. What was she like to work with? Was she super lovely?
I'm assuming. She was so, so lovely. I remember the first day at the read-through, I got there, and it's kind of like whenever you go to the first read-through, it's always like your first day at school, which is really terrifying. And the only person I knew there, obviously, was Blake, because I'd done the in-betweeners with him. So I kind of gravitated towards him instantly. I was like, oh, my God, I want to sit with you. So I was glued to his hip for the day. And the second I met Catherine, though, she was just so, so warm and lovely. And, just so lovely. She's just one of those people. She makes you feel really, really... at ease and comfortable, and yeah, she's just a lovely, lovely woman.
And what about Bill Nye? Because I'm the biggest.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's just brilliant in so many ways.
He is. Do you know, he's such a gentleman, and he's so hilarious. Again, just somebody that I was so excited about meeting, and he lived up to everything that I kind of expected.
I'm so glad you said that, because I'd have been really heartbroken if he'd have been like, you know what, he kept himself to himself. Yeah. Or, you know.
We just became this lovely group. We became like this family kind of thing, because we were, you know, it's freezing cold in the middle of Bridlington, and you know, very cold, long days. You know what it's like when you're filming such long days. And yeah, and we all went out for dinner together in the evenings and had drinks together and stuff. It was lovely, and everybody got on so well, and we spent the entire time laughing.
You must be so excited, because you were just saying before that you finished you wrapped shooting like a year and a half ago nearly, or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that right? So was it a little bit of a gap while it was in post, and then now you're all sort of getting the gang back together while you're in promo mode, or because it's a long
definitely.
Time. You must have just been itching, itching, itching.
Yeah. Oh, completely. I mean, when you film something, you know, for that period of time, you're really, really busy, and then it goes so quiet because then you have to wait for it to come out. So people kind of say, oh, you know, you seem like you're really busy, mate, you've just filmed Dad's Army. So I'm like, yeah, but I've got to wait a year and a half for it to come out. But now that the ball starts rolling, you know, things get really, really busy and again, and yeah,
the premiere.
We now get reminded of what we've done, the work we've done. So
for sure, and the premiere was this week, last week? Was it? Did you go?
Yeah, it was last week. Yes, I did. It was so much fun. It was great, and I'd actually seen it with premieres. It's the most nerve wracking thing in the world if that's the first time you're seeing it with everybody else. But luckily, I'd seen it. I'd seen it once before already at a kind of private little screening, so I was much more relaxed and I could just really enjoy the evening.
So you're like, I've got this. I've seen it. I know it's all right. I can sit back and relax.
My bum was less clenched than it could have been. So it was really good fun, and we all had a drink together. And it's just so nice to sit there and kind of watch the work that you've done and Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, it's just, and also as well, because it is Dad's Army, like, that now is going to be there forever. So you're actually part of history. Like, that's exactly. It now. You're part of something that's going to be...
Oh, I've never thought of it like that.
But it's like, you know, but it is. It's like the most one of the most iconic TV shows. And just by it being a movie, it's just going to be... So in 30 years' time, that's still going to be played. At, you just know it's going to be. Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
It does seem like a sort of Boxing Day, fun little cosy Boxing Day watch, actually. Yeah. That's quite a nice thought. Well, yeah, no, it's lovely. I'm honoured. I'm absolutely honoured.
Well, I'm definitely going to go and see it. And then, Em, I know that you've got other stuff coming out later on this year, or
yeah. So I've got I was juggling two films at the same time a couple of months ago. There was one I was doing in Belgium, which is it's Iron Sky 2. So there was a first Iron Sky.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
And I've just done that with Tom Green, who I absolutely love. That was really
brilliant.
Fun. I played Tom Green's girlfriend in that, and it's the most insane film ever. It's like, it's set on the moon, and it's got Hitler riding around on a T-Rex.
But it's bonkers. But the first, for those that don't know, the first Iron Sky went massively ballistic, cult following. The fans are obsessive. So that will be a big, big deal to a lot of people when that comes out.
Yeah.
And you're playing Tom Green's girlfriend in that.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
that's fun.
I play a girl called Tyler who is kind of irritating and. You know, so it's absolutely fine. I can play irritating, no problem. it was great fun. And I've never done anything with like green screen and all that kind of crazy stuff. So yeah, it was amazing.
Green on the green screen. That's like Inception. Tom Green doing green screen. Is that Inception?
Yeah.
Is that Inception?
I'm pretty sure Inception.
Pretty sure that's
some green screen.
Yeah.
Well, no, Tom Green doing green screen would be Inception right there.
Ah,
I know. And he's such a lovely guy. But he's so funny. And I've been so lucky with my jobs recently. It's just always a laugh. Every job, you just want it to be a good laugh and a good crack, and it really was.
Tom Green's the best. He did Sex to Drew Barrymore. Like, how you can't do anything wrong. He's the best.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Hey, you were just saying before, even when you went to see Dad's Army, you were like going to a premiere. It's a little bit nerve wracking because of you're not sure. How do you go? Could be a question for you too, Jason. Like, how do you go seeing yourself on screen? Like, what happens, especially if you're shooting a movie or something like that, and you do go to the premiere? Do you get nervous that you might watch it and go, "Oh, that wasn't as good as I hoped"? Like, I'm a bit anticlimactic.
Yeah, I think with any kind of job, there's always that thing of you might sit there and kind of think, when you're watching it, you might think, oh, I wish I did that a bit better, or I wish, but you're always going to be your worst critic, always. And I just think, I mean, the way I kind of look at it is I'm so happy to be a working British actress, you know, and when you watch yourself in anything, I take all the good from it, and I just ignore the bits that maybe I don't like. I just kind of take all the positives from it and just enjoy it, you know, enjoy it while I'm young, and you know,
and
I've got less wrinkles.
You're
because
smashing.
I'm sure when I'm old, I'll be
no chance.
Smashing it out of the
and
park.
And also,
Em
doesn't have to get nervous because every time I've seen her in anything, she's always brilliant.
Of course,
like annoyingly, especially because we've done a couple of jobs together, and like she's all, you know, you just go, oh. I sort of love her and hate her at the same time because she's always brilliant.
Yep.
So that's just...
Oh,
yeah.
We've always had a laugh, haven't we, Maz? We have always...
And that's my thing, really. That we're lucky that we do what we do, so we should just bloody enjoy it.
Both of you are very successful and talented at what you do. I mean, you said you've worked together, you guys have worked together before. Have you gotten up to any mischief on set? Have you played pranks on extras? Have you guys done anything?
Pranks, no. We always have a laugh.
Yeah, always. And I remember outside Bet when we did that, you and Adam Deacon used to wind me up constantly. It was like him and Adam Deacon versus me.
we almost used to give her a little bit of stick, to be fair.
How would you like this, Emily? Would you like me to hold Jason's arms behind his back, aka pull his mic down, and you can give him a bit of stick now to do payback?
Oh yeah, I could do.
Do you want to do that?
Listen, don't start trying to stir the pot. Me and him are friends, and we'd like to keep it that way. Thank you very much.
I would never do that. His mic's down now, Emily. Whenever you're ready, go for it. You can
ignore him, Emily. But listen, so look, the movie is out on Friday, and everyone should go and see it because it's iconic, and you're in it, and it's got a load of other great people in it, and it's so fun
and it's really kept the charm of the original, and But it's, you know, it's just continuing that enjoyment of and reminding everybody of how much everybody enjoyed the original, you know. And also, it's got some original cast members in there.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also because the original didn't really have many female cast members in the show, right? But there's quite a few important players in this one, like Catherine and stuff. So that's
And I think that could have, you know, that could have been a really risky thing, but it's gone down so, so well. And yeah, it just gives it another, you know, something different. And it broadens the audience as well. It's got, you know, some young faces in there and it's got like a women's storyline. So, yeah, I think it's just adding a few extra bits in there to kind of broaden the audience, which is really good fun.
Oh, well, I've already seen some of the reviews and they've all been 5 stars, so I'm sure it's just going to smash it out of the park and everyone will be very, very excited. Dad's Army, so it's out this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
Woo!
Yeah, listen,
Emily, I know that you're super busy, so I really appreciate you coming on and giving us your time.
Thank you for having me.
No, and I'm definitely going to go and see the film this weekend, so everyone else should go and do it as well.
Definitely.
Perfect. Lovely.
Emily Atack, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Em.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Dad's Army this weekend.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's so nice.
Yeah, she's great.
She's
really
lovely.
Cool.
I really wanted her to give you some shtick, though. She didn't.
Yeah, she's too nice. She's too nice. She wouldn't do that. And she knows as well. If she did, she's in trouble, mate.
Yeah. She's still on the line. Damn it, she's gone. All right. Now, talking about giving shtick, opposite of that, giving compliments. We did just have the Blackpool Cheer Up Blackpool challenge, because Blackpool has in a new survey has apparently is the glummest town in England, which we thought was a bit weird because obviously there is some carnival stuff there and there's some fun, but apparently they go through a lot of antidepressants, people are a bit upset. So we did a bit weird, we did a challenge. We called up 2 random shops and we had a minute to give them as many compliments each as we could. Now we need to find out the winner of this. All right, Jason Mazza.
I'm very competitive.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And do you think you won?
I think it's close.
All right. Well, we'll start off with you. In a minute 20.
Yeah.
All right. You gave... We're not sure what shop it was, but you gave them 12 compliments.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it was a chippy. I'm just being told that was a chippy.
Oh, it was a chippy as well. Oh, wow.
Back-to-back chippies.
Oh, that's awesome.
In a minute 20. Now, mine ran closer to 2 minutes. That was just bad. That was just unprofessional on my behalf. Sorry.
Greedy.
But in 2 minutes, I managed to give 10 compliments. You won.
Oh, wow.
Jason Mazza, you won.
Get in.
You won, Jason Mazza.
To be fair, though,
fair and square.
I think you had the harder task because your lady was definitely unhappy when she started off. I think my girl was pretty all right.
Yeah.
Yours was definitely unhappy, but you really turned a corner with her, I felt. It was a really lovely session for both of you. And so don't feel bad that you lost, because we brought a lot of love into the world. And that is
a great pep talk from a master of compliments right there. I feel good about myself. Cheer up, Blackpool. Cheer up, Hugh. Bloody worked.
We should do this more, I feel.
We definitely will do this very, very more. Can't wait. Okay, we've got Rap About Anything coming up very, very soon on the show as well. And I do believe we're going to check in with Doc Brown, who has got some exciting news happening tonight on FUBAR. It's Tuesday Roundup.
Why? See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. Plus there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn. Being
ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I know I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, 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 ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return. To break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. Cause one side of me telling me that I need to move on. But the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Ooh, can you feel me burning? Ooh, too many days, so many hours, I'm still burning to you.
Usher Byrne on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you and Jason Mazza. We're very, very lucky to have filling in for Doc Brown. And Jason, we were just chatting to a good friend of yours, Emily Atack, who's a superstar actress as well, just coming out in Dad's Army, the movie coming out this Friday, which is very exciting for her. Now, I did play a little bit of a prank, which was a bit mean. I wanted to just apologise for you on air so we can come back together
and connect and still be as one.
Because you looked at me after I did it, was like, whoa, that almost was too far.
There
mate.
Was a line.
Yeah, I love pushing the line.
And you were tiptoeing on that line, my
all
friend.
Right. So here's the little prank that I played on Emily Atack and Jason just then. When she was on hold, so all she could hear was music playing before we brought her in live to chat to her. So what I did was I pulled the music down in her headphones and then came back on the mic, not live on air, but she didn't know that. And then I did the intro. Hey, you're on FUBAR. It's Hugh Joseph, Jason Mazza with you. And we've got Emily Atack joining us. And she said specifically there's two things that I just don't want to talk about. One is my personal love life, and another thing is another TV show that she's currently involved with. She said, I just don't want to talk about those things, please. And we said, of course. So I pretended to bring her live on air, even though we were not live on air. And I said, Emily Atack, it's great. How's your love life on this show? And you both went
I absolutely died thinking I've asked my friend on the show and he's just abused her within the first 10 seconds. And she sort of did this really sweet laugh as in like, and then you literally, you see how much pain I was in and then just jumped in and went, I'm joking.
It's really, I'm sorry. This is our first show co-hosting together.
See, now, next week, if we do that, fine.
I have to think of something else.
Yeah. It was good. Very, very entertaining.
All right, I'm sorry. I want to apologise, but I'm not really sorry. But I'm apologising.
Yeah.
But I'm not sorry. Does that make sense?
It does, but
does it work like that?
No, it doesn't quite work. Does it like that?
No.
That's not how. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Hey, do you know today is actually Groundhog Day? You know the big movie with Bill Murray?
Yes.
Today, February 2nd, is actually Groundhog Day.
Wow.
This is it.
Do you know what would have been really funny if you'd have just then repeated that statement straight away?
Well, I could. Because, well, today is actually Groundhog Day, so...
And you know what would be really funny if you just repeated that statement?
It would make sense to say that again, because today being Groundhog Day would make sense to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it'd be really funny if you just repeated that statement again.
I wouldn't, though, because that'd just get annoying for people listening, because they'd just be like, well, it's Groundhog Day today, February 2nd, so obviously they're going to keep repeating that today's Groundhog Day.
And you know, it'd be really funny if you just repeat that statement.
But of course I wouldn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
No, because... No, just I love that movie. Like, I am a massive fan of Bill Murray. I just, like, absolutely...
If you love that movie, can I bring you into a little secret that you may not know?
Please.
They are doing, this is factual, Groundhog Day, the musical.
Oh.
Seriously, yeah. It's going to be at the Old Vic, I think, either later on this year... or early next, and then it's going to go into the West End, I imagine.
Oh.
So I don't know who's playing the Bill Murray role, but I imagine they're going to get some big American in to do it. And Tim Mitchum, who was behind Matilda and all that madness, and the same director of Matilda, they're doing it. So trust me, it's going to be brilliant.
Nice. Okay, we'll check that out. I'm not usually a big musicals guy, but Groundhog Day,
don't lie, you are. But you're always at the musicals every bloody week.
Well, not every week, but I mean, there's only so many times you can see Cats, right? But quite often, I am there quite often. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, today's Groundhog Day, so what we thought we might do is just give you a chance for our segment Illegalised. We're going to give you a chance to ban whatever mundane daily tasks you want scrapped for Illegalise.
Oh, hell no!
That's right, the judge's gravel. I'm going to give you a chance to ban stuff. Jason Mazza, what would you like to ban? You can tweet us at FUBARradio or email hd@fubarradio.com. What do you want? What daily mundane task do you want banned? Banned from your life?
Getting up? No.
Getting up? Big one. Came out strong. But hey, this is not about me. It's about you, buddy. If that's what you want banned,
bang. Getting up, yeah.
Getting up.
Making the beds annoying, isn't it? It'd be really good if we just had someone like a hotel that just comes around and just does that for you.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be good to get rid of that.
Banned. Gone.
And then I'm quite lucky, I don't always have to get the tube, but sometimes I have to get on the tube, and I've got to say, that's tough. I mean, I salute anyone that has to get the tube to work, so if you could ban that, I'm sure a lot of people, and myself included, would be happy to get rid of that one.
Yeah, definitely. All right, ban, gone. Do you know what, I wouldn't mind banning, and this is a bit of a tough one, it's a conflicting one for me, because I feel good after I have a shower. I like having a shower, right? And you feel clean and refreshed, and that's a good thing. You don't feel dirty anymore. But before I have a shower, I never want to have a shower. And it's a constant struggle. I'm like, I don't want to. And I turn into like a petulant 5-year-old child. I don't want to. I don't want to have to force myself to have a shower. Can I ban showers somehow?
I'm definitely not letting you ban showers
while still staying clean.
A small room with you for once a day.
But I still want to be clean and I want to smell nice and I want to have that showery feeling.
Febreze is really good.
Is there any way that I can do that?
Yeah, Febreze yourself.
Okay, Febreze.
So Febreze is like the trick. Like, if you haven't had, I mean, you shouldn't really apply it to yourself, but if you've got sort of dirty clothes, Febreze is just like this magic thing that you just spray on it. Do you not know what Febreze is? You're looking like you haven't got
it. Yeah. I've heard of it.
You've heard of it.
I reckon it's probably got a good catchy jingle. It's got a catchy jingle. Febreze.
If you're thinking about not having showers, you definitely need to get yourself a crate load of Febreze.
Done. All right, we want to hear from you. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email HCFUBAR Radio. It's Groundhog Day today. What mundane daily task do you want banned? We will ban it for you. Coming up very, very shortly now, we're going to have Pete from Pimlico. He's going to be doing his rap about anything for us, for filling in for Doc Brown. And also, we have some new updates on finding Jason Mazza love.
Yes, we do. I'm getting tweets in as we speak.
We need to go through more tweets, and we also have some very exciting news for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
Yes. Cannot wait. I'm FUBAR. He's Damien Marley. Welcome to Jam Rock.
Jam Rock. Jam with the thugs and jam butt. Pound now it in a van back. It in a your handbag. Your knapsack. It in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pounds like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore. Cause sandals are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot you. Don't make them spot you unless you carry gun. A lot too. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them wheel and pop off and them start trap it. With the pin file long and it a beat rapid. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get dropped like a bad habit. So no bother post off if you're down to
stands alone. Pure ghosts and phantom, the youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called, whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me, to see this operation sick me. Them suit no fit me, to win election them trick with. Then them down do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it, I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic, with the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock glocks, so them a lock rocket. Them we fully up a current like a shock socket. Them we run a road block, which by the cops block it. And from now till a morning, no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds, I broke back ratchet. South side, north side. East coast, west coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica.
You're on FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup, Hugh Joseph with you, and very lucky to have Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown.
Doing a terrible job.
You're not doing a terrible job at all, you're doing a great job. We have been trying to find you a bit of romance. We've got getting a lot more tweets in, mate.
It's very good for my self-esteem, this, I'll be honest, I'm loving it. I'm surprised, actually, to be honest.
We had somebody from Mexico just tweeting, Lilia, her name is saying, Jason Mazza, such a gorgeous man. Jason Mazza.
It's got to be a fake account, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but no, very sweet. Thank you, everyone.
Well, I mean, you are filling in for Doc Brown, who you guys are friends with, and obviously you've worked together and done stuff. Doc Brown, what do you reckon? If you were single, would you go out with Jason Mazza?
Ah, definitely. In a heartbeat.
Mate, he knows. Aww. Doc knows that I love him. Like proper man love. Like, he knows.
Proper man love.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Cute.
How's the hot seat? You enjoy
it? It's good, mate. Yeah, I feel like I'm just sort of like I'm doing my best, mate. You've set very high standards, so I'm feeling. But I'm having a lot of fun. And Hugh's intent on trying to get me a date. So yeah. that's all happening. But yeah, no, I'm having a lot of fun, mate.
Listen, abuse authority by all means.
What are you up to? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm briefly in London filming a show called Task Stuff at Dave, which is like a kind of, it's like insane series of the mind and body, and you're up against like five other people that you never meet.
And are you one of the contestants? Are you hosting it? What's the?
I know I'm one of the contestants. yeah, so it's like a series of bizarre or difficult kind of tasks, basically.
And physical and mentally.
Some are physical, some intellectual, but they're all very, very silly. Do you know what I mean? That's the crucial part.
Okay.
They're all things that you really. Probably wouldn't think up doing yourself, so you kind of got to get your head around it with a time limit. It's a lot of fun. I like those kind of sort of fairground style challenges.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, it's somewhere along those Lions.
Well, you're like a machine, so you've got it sorted.
What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff are we talking about here that you wouldn't normally think of?
I'm not allowed to. I just realised how halfway through explaining it to you that I'm not allowed to say what any of the tasks are.
Of course.
So, yeah, we'll come back to it when it airs. But yeah, I'm just in town doing an episode of that, and now I'm on my way to launch my children's book.
That's so exciting.
An event that I'm hosting, which I'm really hyped about. And then at the end of that event, champagned up, I'll be in the back of a cab going to Sheffield.
What are you doing up in Sheffield?
That's how I'm shooting this drama for ITV. It's called Brief Encounters. It's all about Anne Summers.
Wow. How have the vibrators been going?
Yeah, good, man. I've been in contact with a lot of vibrators.
Have you got any favourites? Because I know your favourite for a long time was the key ring one, because you just said, well, it's just so easy to keep in your pocket. But have you found any new ones?
The one I like is the remote vibrator. we don't use it in the show because it's set in 1982 when the Anne Summers party started. But it's from their new line. It's like an egg that you insert in yourself and then you give... like the code to your partner or whoever, and they can act any time of day.
It is great.
Wow. So are you now going to basically be
talking about romance?
Are you, trust me, it's all being written down. Don't worry about that. Are you basically now going to be like the poster boy for Anne Summers? Is that what's going to happen now? Are we going to see you all over their stores?
In some respects, I would say this particular drama, you know, it's that kind of Thursday night 9 PM ITV1 slot, where I think there'll be a lot of women watching of a certain age that I think will really, really enjoy it. So maybe I'll be the poster boy for them, which I'm happy with.
Why am I not in this show?
That's brilliant.
God. I don't know, Jay, to be honest. There's definitely a role for you in there, but it's kind of too late. It'd be awkward if I show up with you there tomorrow now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, actually, we were talking about a story before where two guys snuck into the cinema, one was strapped to a guy, and then they wore a big fat man suit and dressed and went as one guy to try to hustle.
That's
getting...
That's awesome, because that only happens in cartoons. I love that they've actually done that in real life.
That's exactly what it was.
And they pulled it off,
And
right?
they pulled it off, yeah. Amazing. So I'm sure that you can get away with that. And, you know, people
That's
like...
Awesome.
So the book, Doc, just for my knowledge... So is it out? It's out, right? It's out now. You can get it, right?
It's out on Thursday.
That is so impressive, mate. Like,
it's called I Am Bear.
Yeah.
I Am Bear, yeah. I'm very, very excited about it. It feels like a real proud moment, you know, because, you know, you do shows and you do TV shows and stuff like that and live stuff, and it feels incredible to be involved. But at the same time, you know, there's another part of you that feels like maybe it's just passing by, like maybe it's just going to disappear from people's memory or whatever. And with this, I feel like, oh man, like it's actually a physical thing I can give to my kids and they can give to their kids. And I get emotional about it, man. Like, aww. I'm so hyped about it.
No, it is awesome, mate. Be
Come on,
proud
you're an actor.
Enjoy,
cry,
yeah.
Cry right now, real tears, bro. Hey, Doc, we've got to. Would you mind handballing it over now to Pete from Pimlico? We've got him on the other line.
Has he got another rap ready?
He's a little bit nervous about doing this one because you critiqued him last week. He's critiqued him.
Oh yeah.
Did you give him feedback? Is that what you did, Doc?
I did. But it was all positive. I don't think anything can make Pete from Pimlico too nervous.
Well, I've got him.
Can really phase PFP.
I've got him on the line right now, so do you want to handball over to him? Do you want to do a little intro for us?
Cool, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners to FUBAR of all ages, whilst the Doc is out of his seat, we bring to you and present one of the greatest lyricists to ever touch a telephone. It's PFP. Pete. From Pimlico.
Hey! Yeah. That guy's kind of a bastard, isn't it?
I don't know. Thank you, Doc. We'll talk to you next week, mate.
No worries, man. See you then.
See you, Ledge. Pete from Pimlico. How about that? What an intro.
Yeah, yes, but don't forget, name's Coolio Bambaataa.
What was that? You're breaking up a little bit. Try again.
Me rapping name's Coolio Bambaataa, isn't it?
Oh, of course, Coolio Bambaataa.
Yeah. You better do that again, Dad.
All right, we'll do it all over again. And here is Coolio Bambaataa.
Yo.
Yeah, what's going on, Brad? Nice one.
Would it make you
You're talking about the love eggs, remote control love eggs, innit?
We were.
I used to have one, but it had a wire on it, innit, Brad? But this sounds much better.
You had one that had, a wire?
a wire on the end, isn't it?
Old
but what
school.
If your neighbour's got the same model next door and you're operating on your woman, your next door neighbour's woman at the same time?
Do you know what? I was just thinking about that last night. I was lying in bed watching the movie and then I was like, oh, why is there no sound? Because I watched it on my laptop and then I realised that my computer was connected to my flatmate's Bluetooth and I could hear it blasting in their room while they were asleep.
Yeah, it's dodgy, isn't it?
Like I wasn't watching porn or something like that.
Just, you could be giving 10 people orgasms with his remote loving.
Oh, shit. That is amazing.
Which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. There'd be more peace in the world.
Yeah, that is true. It's hard to get angry when you're orgasming.
Pete sounds like a man with experience.
He does.
Yeah. Well, with a wire, I've got experience.
Hey, Pete, I think we need to do this proper, mate. We're going to give you the intro. How about that?
Yes.
Here we go.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
It's been about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
Pete from Pimlico, a.k.a. Coolio Bambada, is filling in for Doc on Rap About Anything. Mate, what have you got for us this week?
Yeah, today, because it's so topical, and we're all talking about it, everybody's talking about it, so I'm going to do it on immigration.
Immigration, all right, and very aptly, I don't know why, but we're using the instrumental Take On Me.
That's right, yeah, yes, sir.
My man.
Morden Harkett.
Whenever you're ready, good sir.
I'm ready, yeah. Coolio immigration Bambada. Nation, yeah.
All right, here we go.
The immigration nation. We are living in the immigration nation. Yeah, Morten Harkett and the boys from Norway. Immigration in the nation. People coming to Britain with our benefits, they are smitten. Come over here with pleasure, but make sure you get a job, like in a leisure centre, handing out the badminton rackets. Okay, you may not make a packet, but keep going, and one day you might own your own leisure centre, or even a pleasure centre, like Pimlico Paradise. That's the one I go to, and it's nice. Immigration in the nation. We better build more train stations and make more PlayStations because of the immigration into the nation. So pay attention. Peace in Pimlico, God.
Take on Pete.
Yeah, yes, blood.
Mate, you're amazing. That was outstanding.
That was incredible.
Good, yeah. I hope you all learn something from that, yeah.
Handing
take
out a
something
racket.
Away. Take something away to think about and take the fat off the bone.
Handing out a racket may not pay a packet, but that was beautiful.
It was.
Yeah, exactly. Man, it doesn't pay a packet. Kensington.
Coolio Bambada, you're an absolute star, mate. We really appreciate that. Can't wait till next week.
Cool, blads. Cool.
You're going to be back next week? Please don't disappoint me.
Yeah,
please
back
say
next
yes.
week. Yeah, yes. back next week with something, again, topical.
Yeah, topical.
totally Pete. Topical taste.
Hey, Coolio, if you see Pete from Pimlico, tell him massive big ups and thanks for his time. That was wicked.
Yeah, I'll tell Pete when I see him, blad, yeah.
Thank you, mate.
See you, blads. Peace in Pimlico. We out of here.
There you go. Well, Jason Mazza, that was your first taste of Pete from Pimlico.
Yeah.
Life's only going to get better from here, mate.
To be honest, I'm inspired.
You should be.
And now I'm wondering whether I should also become an MC because he was just, that was amazing. I really enjoyed that.
We've got 13 minutes left of the show. Do you want to write a rap?
Do I want to write? That's a little bit of pressure.
No, not at all. And, tons. 13
and
minutes.
13 minutes. I'd be lucky to get two lines done in that time. So
we could try for one line.
Yeah. That would be something special.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
Jackson,
we probably don't have time to do the rap because I do have a surprise for you.
Okay.
I've got a really, really lovely surprise for you. In fact, probably coming up next. Great. How about that? You excited?
Why am I nervous about this surprise? It's because it's you and I know what you've done previously, which is not funny. So,
very funny.
Yeah, if you're in on the joke. So I'm slightly nervous, but let's see what happens.
Okay, I will give you a hint. It's all positive vibes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to say... Might have a fan. We might have been contacted by a fan of Jason Mazza.
Okay, and have we got... Is it someone hopefully like... is it Mila Kunis? Is it, it's nearly up there, isn't it?
I'm going to say might be. Just leave you hanging on. Well, it's probably not, but what if it was?
What
on
if
my days?
What if it was?
Because we're trying to find your romance, but we have been contacted by a super fan.
Awesome.
Pretty excited about this. Don't go anywhere on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents The Jack
Mate Show. Yeah. I often compare to my living arrangement as the scene when, you know, with the grandparents. That's what it's like for me at the moment.
Yeah. That pisses me off. Imagine that, just them staying, sitting, like, all of them there.
Get rid of them. You said, I don't think that's any kind of living arrangement for anyone.
And it's, where do the parents sleep?
They sleep between the mattresses.
Well, the dad's like a waterbed, but it's just piss.
Yeah.
It's just purely piss.
Yeah. Oh, I love this heated blanket. Why is it damp? Why is it golden?
Oh, this is
it's just like your ticket.
I've got a golden bed sheet.
Every Friday, The Jack Mate Show, from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Underground, underbounds, and I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll leave there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit summer sauce without the net. But this be the year that we won't forget. 1999. Anybody, anything goes. Be what you wanna be. Don't get you no consequences. For giving, for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail. Too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. I'm scared of some arm and hammer. So broke grill and a baby mama. Black hair lacking in the back of pampers. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When I really it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more.
Still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, bye-bye, niggas day 75 MCs. Freestyle to the beat, cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you throwed the punch. Supposed to meet your girl, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, quit it, rag. Top, boy, you re-up, get a laptop. Make a bid for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty cold. Record number 4, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop. Control like Janet, planet, stake on the Estonia. Moving like floor, coming straight to Florida. Lock like you understand blocks and quarters. Putting up on bail, cause the weapons in order. Like a 3-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. You cut on Taco Bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
Oh, Outcast. Bombs Over Baghdad. What a tune. I'm Fubar. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you and Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown. Mate, we've only got like 5 minutes left of the show, and then the legends, Hard to See a Needle, going to take over. How are you doing, Jason Mazza? Have you had fun?
I've had fun. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, actually. I hope the listeners have had a laugh as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, I've been completely winging it, but yeah, it's been all right.
Well, I reckon you smash it out of the park. And Natalie King as well, our head of production here, she came in, she was like, smash it out of the park.
It's very sweet.
It's good. But I don't feel like I've smashed it out of the park, because I made you a promise right at the start of the show that I was going to try and find you love. Have
you
I
did.
Done that? No.
Not yet.
We have had some great tweets in, though. We've had people, because we put a picture of you out, and people are like, oh, I know him. He's an actor. Yeah, I do want to go on a date with him, actually. So we've had Samantha Loxley. She tweeted us. She said, yep, Ian, hands up. And the Katie, I don't know where she's from. She tweeted us. Yep, three hands up. Yep, I want... You might be on some sort of Bachelor tip here. This might be like, you know, the TV show The Bachelor. You're going to turn up. There's going to be 15 girls to choose from.
Well, that would be a lovely surprise.
Yep, more Gina Powell. She tweeted lovely stuff. And then we had even from Mexico saying, gorgeous, Jason Mazza. Yeah, I'll go on a date. Oh, yeah. That's what she said, man. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she's from Mexico, so that's... And I'm actually sort of quarter Mexican, so to
Are
be fair...
Really? Which quarter?
The best quarter.
The middle quarter.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's good.
That is lovely. Well, we did actually get contacted by a super fan.
Mm.
This is very, very sweet. So are you excited to... Do you have many times when you're approached on the street, or do you have many times when people come up and they're like, oh, like, we've got a genuine super fan?
Well, normally, if I do, it's normally a lad. And I'm always like, oh, shame it's not a girl.
This is a girl.
Really?
This is a girl.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm slightly nervous but excited.
All right. Well,
so that's
I might
good.
Just step back on this one. I might just let you guys get to know each other a bit.
Okay.
Jason Mazza, we have Paula on the line from Stoke Newington, apparently.
Okay.
Paula is a super fan, and she has said, yes, 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 I definitely want to go out on a date with Jason Mazza.
Okay.
I'll just leave you guys to it. Paula, welcome to the show, Tuesday Roundup. Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, Paula.
How are you, Jason? Lovely. It's really a great pleasure to speak to you.
You too. What's lovely is that you've got such a beautiful, soft and gentle voice. Already I'm loving that.
Yes, I have velvet tones, I've been told before.
So, Paula, what do you do?
I work in Greggs.
You work here.
You know, I dispense just sausage rolls, nothing else.
Do you know what, though? Genuinely.
Yes, Jason?
Paula, genuinely, that's really commendable that, you know, you're willing to roll up your sleeves and deliver the world 100,000 sausage rolls. So don't...
Thank you, Jason.
That's a really beautiful thing.
Hey, can I just cut in there quickly? Paula, was that a sexual innuendo?
No, Hugh and I don't appreciate you interrupting mine and Jason's time.
I just thought you were saying, like, oh my God, yeah, I know how to handle lots of sausage rolls. I thought that was like you're trying to womb or something.
No, we're quite clearly having a moment, and I'm so sorry, Paula, about that. This is not the way. So can you tell me about yourself? You sound lovely.
Yes, well, basically my life revolves around Greggs, whether it's sausage rolls, the pasties, or even the sweeter items such as jam donuts or the... ice fingers. And yes, that was a sexual innuendo.
Well, I like the fact that you ice fingers. The thing is that I love Greggs. So I feel
love you,
like...
Jason.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going to say I love you because we've just met, Paula, but I think...
I love you so much.
Hey, Paula, what's your favourite film or TV show that Jason Mazza has been in recently?
Oh, it's a great question. That is a great question. There's too many, isn't there, mate? All of them.
Yeah.
Hey, we are out of time, unfortunately. Paula, Jason, is there something here? Maybe yay or nay on a date? What do you think?
I'm thinking that that there's potential, but I definitely need to get to know her more.
Okay. All right. You okay with that, Paula?
Do 2-for-1s on pasties if
you
come down to my local.
2-for-1 pasties. That's pretty good.
I'm there. I'm already on my way.
Paula, you sound gorgeous. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, well, it's not every day you get hit up by a super fan, a sexy-sounding woman from Stoke Newington as well.
It's not, is it? But part of me was genuinely excited there that you'd had someone on the line call up and it was going to be, I was going to go on a date this week. So
I did.
Yeah, but not, I mean, it's, I said clearly from the start that if you're male, you've got less of a chance.
That was Paul. Are you calling her a man? Jason Mazza?
Listen.
I just heard that live on radio. How could you?
Listen.
How could you?
If it wasn't.
It's a glandular throat problem she's got, apparently. It's a very common issue. It gives her a very deep. Oh, Jason Mazza.
I feel bad now.
You shouldn't.
Paula, tweet me.
Jason Mazza, what a legend, mate. Thank you so much. We are out of time. The legends are Hardesty and Needle going to take over up next. Mate, we'll see you. You'll be back here next Tuesday?
Yeah, see you next Tuesday, people.
Legend. Keep tweeting in at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. We all do genuinely want to send Jason Mazza out on a date, which we will do. We'll find you the right girl, guy, whatever you pick, all right? Bye.